The Czech Republic is likely to host part of the U.S. anti-missile defense shield in Europe. The American administration has officially asked the U.S. Congress to fund the early warning program. Czech Prime Minister Petr Nečas confirmed the news on Friday, saying that the new center could be positioned in Prague or in its vicinity. If approved, the project could be launched before the end of the year. Jan Richter has the details.
Less than a year after U.S. President Barack Obama scrapped plans to place a tracking radar base in the Czech Republic as part of the American Missile Defense Shield, his administration has come up with a new plan to include the Czech Republic in its anti-missile program. The Pentagon on Wednesday asked the U.S. Congress for $2.2 million for a program designed to provide a U.S.-Czech early warning capability. Czech Prime Minister Petr Nečas spoke about the new plan on Friday.
After the change in the concept of missile defense, negotiations have continued about involving U.S. allies into the program. The new program should eventually be part of the NATO missile defense. It's no super military installation or an army base. The center should gather information and pass it on.
Daniel Anish from the Daily Hospodarské Noviny, which broke the story, explains how the system should work.
It's called Early Warning Program, and it's a tiny part of the whole missile defense structure, which is planned by President Obama for Europe, a missile shield. And it should be like two offices with computer and other technical equipment when the data will be gathered on possible incoming missiles, on their targets, and the possible affected area of the target. And this data then should be further passed to other radars and other parts of the whole missile shield.
The early warning center should be operated by the Czech military. That is one of the reasons the Czech government might not have to ask Parliament for approval. The opposition Social Democrats said on Friday they have no major objections to the idea, but Daniel Anish believes Mr. Nečas should take the matter to the Czech Parliament anyway.
Probably there is no need to go to Czech Parliament with this system which is planned now, because it should be covered by this so-called SOFA agreement, which was already signed, and there is no need for ratification in Parliament. But even if the government decided, which I think would be better, to get a real confirmation, real support to go to Parliament, I would estimate that they will pass it, that even the Social Democrats, I think the whole opposition except of Communists, they will pass it.
The Czech initiative No to Bases campaigned strongly against the former plans to build a radar base in this country and gathered around 170,000 signatures on a petition calling for the project to be scrapped. The initiative spokesman Jiří Májíček says they are ready to swing into action again.
For us, it's in the same logic as was the former plan for basic radar base in Czech Republic, because Americans still arguing that it is against Iran, and we said it's nonsense. Iran has no capacity and no interest to attack Europe, and we see it as a just a means of dominance of United States in central Europe.
Are you planning to hold any kind of rallies or sort of renew your activity in connection with the latest news?
Definitely. We are now in a center of preparation of protests against this plan, and of course we will use any opportunity to protest because we think it's very important. I would like to say that 70% of citizens of Czech Republic disagree with former plan for building a radar base, and this station or new base is supposed to be built without agreement of the Czech Parliament. So it's probably will be just an agreement between Czech government and American government, which is absolutely unacceptable.
The original plans of the administration of George W. Bush for positioning a radar base in the Czech Republic were also vigorously opposed by Russia. Officials in Moscow have not yet commented on the new plan.
Jan Richter with that report.